Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Dan Brawley is the director of the Kookalorris Film Festival, which will be happening again this year, I'm glad to say, from November 8th through 11th. And you think, why are we talking about this? It's coming up in November. Isn't that a little bit early? But Kookalorris never sleeps. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Jamila. How are you doing today?
Good. It's great to have you here. I know that with any nonprofit, fundraising is a year-round thing. And, of course, this is your really big fundraiser coming up this weekend. So let's talk first about what Kookalorris is, how important it's become in this region as an arts event, how many people came this last time.
Well, you know, for the past 4 years, we've had accumulated attendance over 10,000.
Wow.
And we're tickled. It's a great place to hold an event, downtown Wilmington. And after 18 years, we've developed a nice following with filmmakers from other parts of the state and other parts of the country. And, of course, we've developed a really devoted core audience of people in Wilmington who support Kookalorris, but also support the arts across the board.
And you've been with it now for 14 years.
14 years.
14
hard
years.
To believe.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So you started when you were 10, right?
That's right. Exactly right. just an elementary school student volunteering at Kookalorris.
Right. Wow. And you said you have an announcement coming up about something important.
We do. You know, we plan for probably at each festival is about 24 months, almost 2 years
wow.
of planning before and after. And right now we're on the verge of announcing our North Carolina retrospective artist. So we launched this program at the 2011 festival with a guy named Norwood Cheek, who is a kind of the godfather of indie film in North Carolina. Mm. And we're organizing this year's retrospective, and it will focus on Jim Haverkamp, another triangle artist who's had a major impact on a whole generation of young filmmakers. I've met with him this past weekend, and we talked about his time in North Carolina. He came, his first Kookalorris was maybe in 1997 or something like that. So he's also had a long history with our festival. And so we're really excited to be working with him and to honor the people who have devoted themselves to filmmaking and who've helped cultivate new voices over the years.
Mm. Let's talk about what some of the expenses are to pull off Kookalorris each year and around the clock, around the year. There's money that needs to be raised, and there'll be a special event this weekend. It's called An Evening at the Oscars. It'll be Sunday night from 7:30 to midnight at the Brooklyn Arts Center. And before we talk about all the cool things that are going to happen on Sunday night, tell us where the money goes, Dan. What's it used for?
You know, we look at this fundraiser as almost like your initial investment, you know, your startup money, your seed money. And so this is really what kicks off the planning for the festival. So it allows us to send out our call for entries. And it pays for just the hard nuts and bolts of making it happen, our phone bill. And then we also support the artists who come to the festival. So we help provide travel assistance. We pay fees to show some of the films. And we're really committed to that because part of our belief is that if we're not giving back to the filmmakers, then there's a real fine line between exploiting and exposing.
Mm.
I hear people all the time say, oh, it's great exposure. It's great exposure. And I think sometimes we confuse those two things, exploitation and exposure. And so we're really committed to supporting artists and making it possible for artists to continue to make work. And that means dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So a hefty percentage of our overall budget goes directly back to filmmakers. And we're really proud that we've continued to do that, and we will continue to do that. And so a good bit of the money that we raise will go straight to the artist's hands.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, let's talk about this great fundraiser. An Evening at the Oscars, Sunday night at the Brooklyn Arts Center. It starts at 7:30 and goes to midnight. And let's talk about all the things that will be happening there, because this is going to be a very lively night.
It will be. It's tons of fun. We're delighted to be at the Brooklyn Arts Center. Maybe the highlight for a lot of people is the red carpet. So we have paparazzi, and you'll do a little interview, and they'll ask you about what clothes you're wearing.
Oh, no.
And it's always a treat to go through that. And some people do it twice. They're like, I messed up the first time, so they swing back around.
Oh, that's
and,
funny.
And, you know, we can do that here. Maybe not in Hollywood. But and then, you know, it's the Oscars on three huge screens. And we watch the show, you know. So Billy Crystal's our host.
Oh God, he's the best.
Isn't he great?
I can't wait to see him do it again.
Yeah, he has a knack for it that I don't think anybody's touched.
That film montage that he always creates for the beginning of the show is just one of the funniest things ever. Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the show. And we do an Oscar pool so you can make your predictions, and we have a winner at the end of the night. UNCW Professor Mariana Johnson won last year. Ben Stillman is perennially the guy to beat because he always predicts spot on.
He's great.
Insight into what's going to happen.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Dan Brawley of Kookaloras Film Festival, which comes up in November this year. But there's a wonderful fundraiser happening this weekend called An Evening at the Oscars. What better thing for filmmakers and film lovers to gather and celebrate filmmaking and earn some money to get the next Kookaloras up on its feet. It is Sunday night from 7:30 to midnight at the Brooklyn Arts Center. And Dan said there'll be a red carpet, paparazzi interviews on the red carpet. So you can show off your tuxedo or your gown, you know, bring out your Armani, bring out your all your couture, as if we had that in our closets.
Probably a hefty group of thrift store, you know, items on the red carpet at Kookaloras, which is fitting for us.
Just say this is vintage.
That's exactly
right. It's very
right.
important. All right. There'll be the live broadcast on three screens. Billy Crystal is the best. What else will be happening that night?
You know, one of the other things that we probably are known for is our cocktails. And Joel Fensel, who's the bartender at Mana, has crafted 9 cocktails that are named after the films that have been nominated for Best Picture.
Oh.
So there's a War Horse, and there's The Descendants. And
wow.
So really clever. He's such a talent with what he does. So with Midnight Moon, which is one of our sponsors, a small batch distillery in the Piedmont part of North Carolina, and they've supported us for several years. So there'll be some really unique drinks on the menu and tons of food.
Who's doing the catering?
The catering is Angie of Chris's restaurant.
Oh, great.
So delightful. So we're just really excited. It's a perfect fit for us to come together and the big night in the film industry. Lots of film industry folks will be on hand, as well as some politicians. The mayor will be there, Laura Padgett, a bunch of the city council. We've had such a good relationship with the city. They're so, I think, happy that we continue to be successful and that Kookaloras is you know, a little feather in our cap in the mm-hmm. fall, kind of a...
Oh, it brings a lot of tourists to town, yeah. Not only the filmmakers, but their fans, which is just great. Good for the economy and good for the local filmmaking business here as well.
Yeah, so if you want to support the arts, you can go to our website and get tickets. There's lots of tickets left. The Brooklyn Arts Center is a big venue, so we're going to pack it up. And it'll be a really, really fun evening. Some people stay all the way till the end of the telecast. Some people head home for the last hour so they can sit on their couch and put their pajamas on, which is understandable.
Exactly.
But it starts at 7:30, goes till midnight.
If you want to party on, you can go all the way to the end.
Yes.
Now, you said the Oscar pool. What does it cost to get in on the pool if
it's
you want to?
$20
$20
to fill out your ballot. And some people do 2 or 3 in case you're not real sure which
uh-huh.
film you really want to put
okay.
your...
All right. And you also said there's a curated silent auction.
Yes. Yeah, so our silent auction, not very many items. It's not a tables and tables full of stuff. And this year it's focused on vacation rentals. So there's a house at Ballhead Island. There's a house in Sonoma Valley in California.
Mm.
Some really great opportunities to get a really good deal on your vacation this year. And that's been the highlight for a lot of people. And so that's another little bonus for the event.
Great. Now, the tickets are $100, but that does include everything you can eat and all those fabulous cocktails, if that's interesting to you. And, of course, the viewing of the Oscars and your whole paparazzi extravaganza on the red carpet. So cheap at twice the price.
And it's tax deductible.
It's tax deductible. You know, it all goes to this great 501c3,
right.
The Kookaloras. Now, the website is kookaloras.org, and that's CUCALORUS.org, kookaloras.org. And once you get on the website, you can read more about it, and you can also buy your tickets right there. And this event is coming up Sunday night, so today would be a good day to buy your tickets.
It is a good day for that, isn't
think?
It? Yeah, start planning for this weekend right now. Go online and grab a ticket and
that's right.
Join us for a fun night.
Don't just watch the Oscars on your couch. Go have a party.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm sure that even though it's red carpet, pretty much anything will go.
It's pretty casual. You know, we're creative is a big word in our office, and we take that to heart. So some people will be dressed in blue jeans with their tuxedo jacket. And
so if I came in a dragon costume, it would be all right.
We would like that. That would be good.
I'll have to start looking for one.
We are going to have a best dressed on the red carpet. So Jess James will be the fashion expert who will be selecting the winner. And there'll be a best dressed male and female. And they'll win passes to this year's festival.
Great. For more information, kukalorus.org, kukalorus.org. Dan Brawley, thanks.
Thank you, Jamila.
Have a great time Sunday night.
Right on.
This is WHQR.